You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Continuing on with things that are pretty cool that I have never heard about. It was in the summer of 1947. A woman walked into a drugstore to drop off some film to be developed. That's what we did, kids. I was saying the really big one was a few days later. What did it take? I mean, maybe even a week later. Oh, boy, you didn't forget that. You were back in there because you wanted to see what in the world I'd take a photograph of. So this woman was in Tupelo, Mississippi, and she went to drop it off, and she realized she had one exposure left. And she noticed a young boy outside the drugstore, and she asked him, "Would you pose with your bicycle so I could finish that roll and turn it in?" Everybody knew what she's, you know, they understood. And he did. And he was 12 years old. And only later did she realize she took a photograph of Elvis Presley. Isn't that cool?
Totally.
Yeah, I thought so.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
I want you to know something in case you forgot to remind yourself this morning. Well, excuse me. Your butt is perfect. Your smile lights up the room. Your mind is insanely cool. You are way more than enough, and you're doing an amazing job at life.
Got that right.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Reaching the heart of the Northeast, The Sound of Life.
Margaret was a prolific reader, and it was reported that her husband said, "Why don't you write a book instead of reading all this?" But I don't know what kind of tone of voice he said it in. And so she did, and she won a Pulitzer Prize. Well, Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind certainly did win.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
Very interesting in this testimony you're about to hear, because there are people out on the field on television that get upset. They get, and they do what they do, and they spew out and get indignant and stuff. And that happened to a major league umpire by the name of Ted Barrett. He was giving his testimony at a Courageous Faith conference, and it's very powerful because a lot of people heard it, but one particular person that heard it, you notice what he did and what he didn't do. That's what I want you to, you notice how it was handled on the part of the person who was a Christian and who heard it. All right, so this is Ted Barrett here telling about what happened.
I was doing a game, it was the Chicago White Sox, and there was a third base coach, and he made me mad. I let him know he made me mad, and I let him have it with every cuss word I had in my arsenal. I was feeling pretty good about myself. I was like, man, I really told him, I showed him. There was a player, Chris Singleton, a great man of God, and he just came by and very nicely, very gently said, "Hey man, I know you're a Jesus follower. I just want to remind you who you represent." And I said, "Hey, you know what, man? You know what you need to do? Take your glove and go out and play center field. Don't worry about me. All right, just worry about yourself." And then I lay in bed that night and I was like, how dare he? Who does he think he is? How dare he call me on the carpet like that? And the Holy Spirit came on and said, "I sent him." But he was right, and he did it. He did it out of love. He did it in a very loving way. I went to him the next day, and I said, "Hey, man, can I talk to you?" And he's like, "I don't think I want to talk to you." And I was like, "No, no, I want to apologize." I said, "Thank you for saying that." And I said, "I'm sorry. I was mad at the time." He said, "No, I get it. Nobody likes to be told they do something wrong." But what God was saying is, if you want to follow me, you've got to do it on the field, off the field, wherever you are, when the cameras are on, when they aren't on. And so I was like, "Okay, God, I get that, but I need help."
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit says, "I'm going to help you."
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
So it all started, and maybe you've had this happen in your marriage. You get open up the paint can, and you've gone to great lengths without your wife to get the color right. And it's a designer type color, and you've got really good paint, and you put it out in a tray, and your wife gets the roller going right, and she goes about three or four rolls on the wall, and she just exclaims, "That's not it." And then your world stops, and you're just like, man, that'll increase your prayer life right there. We ended up painting the dining room, and it's odd because, you know, 30 years of marriage, and we never really painted a room together. My wife had done it with her daughter. And, well, I don't know if I've ever painted the room. So we did it. And it's nice. And she likes it. Now, you may know the program Hometown on HGTV with Aaron and Ben Napier. So they were sharing their true test of marriage, painting a room. They said it's supposed to be together. It's supposed to be the true test. But they disagree. They said it was hanging curtains. And then an episode of them hanging curtains kind of outside. I know it sounds weird, but it was going outside. But I can beat that. And you probably can, too. I thought, I mean, for some reason, they were having quite the issue in hanging curtains. But I'll tell you what, I know this from other marriages. And my wife and I, not all that long ago, it's been a while now, but we have had a series of where we put together, you know, where you order furniture now, and it comes in a little box. And you're thinking, is that just the hardware to put it together? That can't be the whole box. And I'm serious. I mean, it's so funny how it come so compact. But they have gotten smarter. The companies that, you know, ship you the stuff and create the hardware to put it together, I don't care what it is, a dresser, a desk, a credenza, whatever it is, bed, anything, any piece of furniture. And of course, you get it now. If you've got something that's like what you thought you were going to buy, then that's a big plus right there. Okay. So putting that together, and the last time we did that, we were complimenting ourselves. Because we were like, oh, yeah, this is it. And you have to, you just have to let her use her giftings to be able to, you know, this is the one. And not, because, boy, I tell you, if you override and then the thing comes out upside down or falls down, I mean, you just can't do it. But that is, you put together, and I think you have to put together a few of those. It's a growing process, but you get a piece of furniture in the mail, and then you put it together, and it looks like the picture that you ordered. It's something right there. I'm telling
you. You're funny, all right. You're a scream. You ought to get a job on one of those excursion boats.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
Yeah, I was thinking about some different things. There was a lady that posted that she canceled a credit card of her husband's today. And maybe you can relate to this. He passed away 9 months ago. It took this long to make a simple call because it's not so simple. It's good to know that I think maybe you're going through something like that by yourself. And it's good to know that others are in there with you. And God is certainly with you. Tasks like these are soul-sucking to think about. And even harder to do, she said. But I feel like a superhero because I slayed that chore. Yeah. Be nice to grievers because simple things can be terrible. Her advice is keep going.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.